Tents of the Smala of Si Hamid Belhaj, Sahara, by Eugène Fromentin. In spring 1846, Fromentin travelled to Algeria for a friend's wedding and was dazzled by the beauty of its landscape. At the 1847 Salon, he exhibited two canvases which encapsulate his feelings: View of the Gorge of Shifa and A Mosque Near Algiers. Conscious of the immense treasures in that country and convinced that Western Europeans were too ignorant of them, he returned there in September 1847 with two friends, remaining until the end of spring 1848. He visited the Biskra Oasis and went on an expedition guided by an Algerian, Si Hamid Belhaj. This was an opportunity for Fromentin to immerse himself properly in the nomadic life which fascinated him. The artist, having ventured into this remote southern region, still rebelling against French rule, tried to document his experience faithfully, but he was so enchanted by what he saw, he allowed himself to be carried away by emotion. To express this, he used a simple composition technique, dividing the space into two bands of colour, ground and sky, with, at their meeting point, the frieze of trees and the simple structures on the left. The scorched ochre of the soil seems to dissolve into the white and pale purple mists of the immense sky, saturated with heat. The dappled technique, purposely blurring outlines, literally fuses the entire surface of the painting. This unchanging setting, implacable and disquieting, contrasts with the activity of men and animals, forced to move incessantly to ensure their survival in the nomadic way of life. Fromentin, out of fear or respect, observes them from a distance, resisting any temptation to be picturesque or charming. What is seen becomes a vision.